I find it most difficult to express with adequate force that flash, that shiver, that impact of passionate recognition. In the course of the sun-shot moment that my glance slithered over the kneeling child, her eyes blinking over those stern dark spectacles, the little Herr Doctor who was to cure me of all my aches, while I passed by her in my adult guise, a great big handsome hunk of movie-land manhood, the vacuum of my soul managed to suck in every detail of her bright beauty, and these I checked against the features of my dead bride. A little later, of course, she, this Nouvelle, this Lolita, my Lolita, was to eclipse completely her prototype. All I want to stress is that my discovery of her was a fatal consequence of that princedom by the sea and my tortured past. Everything between the two events was but a series of gropings and blunders and false rudiments of joy. Everything they shared made one of them. I have no illusions, however. My judges will regard all this as a piece of mummery on the part of a madman with a gross liking for the fruit vert. Au fond, ça m'est bien égal. All I know is that while the haze woman and I went down the steps into the breathless garden, my knees were like reflections of knees in rippling water, and my lips were like sand, and... "That was my lo," she said, "and these are my lilies." "Yes," I said, "yes. They are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful."